some Americans refuse to get vaccinated and instead look to unproven drugs like ivermectin for protection. Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yousry examines how shaky research studies overseas have wreaked havoc across the U.S.
Ivermectin is a powerful drug, mostly used for large animals. It's also approved for humans for conditions like head lice and stomach worms. But there's not a single scientific authority in the U.S. that recommends ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19. Still, it's not uncommon to find this.
Hello, Dr. Hayter's office.
Hi, I'm a health journalist with Public Radio, and I'm calling about ivermectin, the prescriptions you offer on the phone.
I'm speaking with Dr. Sayed Haider's clinic in Austin, Texas. They charge $114 for a telehealth appointment to get ivermectin.
Sure. And so can you get a prescription even if you're not sick with COVID currently?
Yeah, actually, Dr. Haider prescribe ivermectin just to keep it on hand in case you get infected or to take it preventatively.
You can find websites listing hundreds of clinics across the country doing the same thing.
About our telemedicine COVID-19 protocols, including ivermectin.
If you are a new patient calling to request a prescription, please register on our website.
High call volume and apologize.
The result? The number of ivermectin prescriptions for humans during the pandemic is 24 times higher than pre-pandemic times. Dr. Robert Hendrickson leads the Oregon Poison Center, one of many that saw a spike in ivermectin poisoning cases.
In the year 2020, we only had 3 cases over the entire year in our catchment area of ivermectin toxicity. But what we noticed was in the summer, we had 21 cases in a single month.
So how exactly did we get here? Late last year, the biggest randomized trial on ivermectin was posted online before it was peer-reviewed. The researchers in Egypt claimed the drug is more than 90% effective against COVID-19. Lead author Dr. Ahmed Ghazar speaks in Arabic with local TV reporters. Many Egyptian media interviews hailed the study as a national victory. The findings were included in a meta-analysis, which combined data from dozens of trials and concluded ivermectin shows promise for treating COVID. But meta-analyses are sort of like Jenga, but with scientific studies. If you take one or two out, the entire thing can fall apart. And that's exactly what happened.
The first thing I found was the plagiarism.
That's Jack Lawrence, a biomedicine master's student in London. For a class assignment, Lawrence looked deeper into the study out of Egypt and says he was shocked.
Pretty concerningly, I found some serious ethical issues. The biggest, perhaps, is that they had reported the study as starting on the 8th of June, and they included a number of patients who had died before that date.
Lawrence went public with his findings, the meta-analysis was retracted, and a new paper concluded there is no benefit to ivermectin. The Egyptian paper was also removed. Still, there are dozens of ongoing ivermectin trials around the world with mixed results. But the jury is still out, and health authorities say, as of now, the data is insufficient. But anti-vaccine groups in the U.S. have latched onto a number of limited studies, and misinformation spread like wildfire.
I think all of us are aware that we are in pretty consequential situations today because of misinformation.
Democratic Congressman James Clyburn chairs the U.S. House Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis. They're investigating 2 doctors' groups. Clyburn says he suspects they're making millions of dollars propagating unproven COVID treatments. He wants to see the groups held accountable.
We want to get to the bottom of exactly what they're doing and how they are financially profiting from the misery they are heaping among many people.
Meanwhile, some hospitals that refuse to give patients ivermectin have been threatened and sued, and Republican lawmakers in some states are considering legislation to ensure unrestricted access to the drug. I'm Farah Yousry, Side Effects Public Media.